Welcome to the Evidence-Based Chiropractor, providing you with elegant and efficient research-based content to help your practice prosper and succeed. Now get ready for a variety of dynamic communication tools designed for immediate growth, courtesy of your host, Dr. Jeff Langmaid.
Hello and welcome to the Evidence-Based Chiropractor. I am your host, Dr. Jeff Langmaid. This week is a super exciting episode. We are talking about the three email campaigns that if you don't have in your practice right now, you could be missing out on a crazy amount of opportunity. We're going to break them down, talk about how you can build them, put them into action for you in the next 15 minutes or so. So this is going to be a great episode that you're going to be able to get a lot out of and really be able to help a lot more people and communicate what you do in a way that makes sense, which is what it's all about. Clarity, clarity, clarity. Before we get started, I'll say a few words about Rock Tape. Rock Tape has revolutionized the soft tissue world again with new Rock Blades Mohawk. Features three tools in one. You can check out all the educational courses and pick up the tool for only $175 at rocktape.com/Mohawk. Additionally, final countdown is on June 7th through June 9th. Adjust Your Marketing, my live deep dive immersion event. I'm going to work one-on-one with 20 docs. If you want to be one of those docs, theevidencebasedchiropractor.com/events and pick up a ticket. It is all about simplifying your marketing while exponentially improving the results. We're breaking it all down, social media, video, email, website, and more. If you want to take part in that, check out theevidencebasedchiropractor.com/events. But as I said at the top, we're talking about making chiropractic email simple in some ways, but also touching more importantly on the three campaigns that you really need to have to get going in your practice. Now, you might have said when you heard the top of this episode, oh my gosh, email, the systems, the processes are so challenging. What's an automation? What's a journey? What's a sequence? MailChimp, AWeber, Constant Contact, which one do I use? These are the stumbling blocks for a lot of docs out there. Historically, the tools are somewhat complicated. If you don't come from a tech entrepreneur marketing background, sometimes these tools can seem really, really confusing. I understand that. I feel you. Ultimately, you know, I did not come out a genius of email marketing. I had to learn it the hard way. But throughout time, I've probably sent hundreds of thousands, if not millions of emails to this point, whether it was with the Smart Chiropractor, Chiro Emails, the Evidence-Based Chiropractor, my private practice. There's been a ton of emails sent. And really what I have discovered and learned is it is a really predictable and really great way to build a business. The additional thing that it enables you to do is to route people, so to speak, or to drive people to your social media channels. So if your Facebook page is looking a little sad right now, you're not having as many people engaging with the content as you'd like, or perhaps you're just, you know, you have 5,000 inactive patients and only 200 fans on Facebook. These are inequitable numbers. Email can help drive people to your social pages, which is a great thing to do. But ultimately, when we talk about the three campaigns that I think you should have, we're talking about onboarding, long-term drip or nurture, which is also called a reactivation campaign, and an invitation to your events, both online and off. We're going to break down all three of those. But before I do, I want to talk a little bit about the anatomy, no pun intended, of a successful email. Because regardless of how you're utilizing it, if it's onboarding, if it's long-term drip or reactivation, or whether it is events and invitations, there are some very, very critical foundational items that you need to be aware of, the anatomy of a successful email, that hold true amongst any email that you send to your audience. I want to break those down one by one before we dive into each campaign specifically. These are really self-explanatory, but it's important to keep these things in mind because you would be shocked at how many times I just don't see they're being executed on. Number one is have a super compelling headline or subject line. Make it compelling. It doesn't mean make it scammy or cheesy, but make it compelling. For instance, a headline saying finding lasting relief from disc herniations. That's pretty compelling. People don't want short-term relief, right? They want lasting relief. The goal of the subject line or the headline is simply to get the person to open the email. Again, that doesn't mean you need to be BuzzFeedy and super scammy or lie. Don't do any of that crap. But what you can or should do is keep it compelling. Is that, you know, is your arm pain coming from your neck? I don't know. I'm interested in learning more. Let me open this email. So number one, write a super compelling subject line or headline. That is step number one. Step number two is, what do you put in the email, right? So, okay, they open it. What happens? Well, you want to deliver high value through engagement, education, and entertainment. Engagement, education, and entertainment. You want to engage people, have them engage with it. You want to educate them, right? This is a great opportunity to showcase off the science of what you do. It's a great opportunity to showcase off the benefits that they may receive by coming into your practice. And then entertain, have a little fun with it. It doesn't need to be super, super stiff. And then number three, have a subtle call to action. It doesn't mean you need a discount, you know, five alarm fire code at the bottom of every single email by any stretch, but have a subtle call to action. It could be something as simple as, you know, connect with us and get health tips daily on Facebook, click here. That's super subtle call to action, but it stimulates engagement. It could be, if you've suffered from this issue or had this challenge, give us a call today. Again, these are simple things. It's a subtle call to action. So again, three things in every email. Write these down if you do not do this consistently. Super compelling subject line or headline. High value through education, entertainment, and engagement. And then number three, a subtle call to action. Now, with all of this, you probably have saw, I launched a new product called Cairo Emails. We automate this. We do all the automations and we build in all this content. This is exactly the, you know, the format we use to build it. If you want to check that out, visit CairoEmails.com. That's CairoEmails.com. But let's dive into the three campaigns that I think are really, really crucial for you and your practice. Number one is onboarding. So what do I mean by an onboarding campaign? An onboarding campaign simply means this. Well, let me take it one step further. What do I mean by campaign? When I say campaign or automation, I mean you upload the patient's email address one time, and then a series of emails go out. Could be 5 emails, could be 10 emails, could be 20 emails, could be 50, but you just have to do it once and press play or go one time, and then automation is simply, or campaign is simply the act of the email service doing the heavy lifting. So that is really what an automation or a campaign is. Onboarding, I recommend onboarding with 5 to 7 emails over the first 10 to 14 days of your practice. Now, what are those emails? Well, number one is a welcome email. That's pretty easy. If you want to pick up an actual free template for that, you can head on over to theevidencebasedchiropractor.com on the blog. You will see that there's an article that gives you, and I'll link it in the show notes as well, but you can pick up a free template for a welcome email. But there's no question that the day somebody comes into your practice, they should receive an email that same day saying, hey, welcome into the practice, right? That's just a nice thing to do. After that, then you're just addressing the challenges. So what are you saying over those first week or 2 weeks? You're saying, hey, here are our hours. If you have a question, call blank. Here are a few frequently asked questions. I think you made the right choice by coming into our practice, and here's what we focus on. So those first 2 weeks aren't heavy-handed on a patient, but you want to get that engagement. You want them to know that they're supported. Think about it. Come into your practice, maybe spend 15 minutes, 30 minutes in your practice, and they're living the other 23 and a half hours and maybe days in between without hearing from you. That's a lot of time for things to happen. And friction is the killer, right? Friction, questions, these are how people drop off care early on. It is not at all about being disingenuous. It's about being proactive and helping people understand why they're in your practice, why they're there, how can you help them, and answering their questions proactively to make it easy for them. That is the goal. That is what we build out in Cairo Emails with our complete onboarding sequence. I'd suggest you do the same. The second sequence that you absolutely have to have is a reactivation campaign. So what do I mean by that? I mean long-term drip or nurture. They all mean the same thing to me. And here's what I mean by that. One time per week, your entire email list should be getting an email from you of value. Pretty much those examples that I brought out earlier. One week it might be, is the pain in my arm coming from my neck as a subject line? The next one might be how to find lasting relief from a disc herniation. Another one might be pro sports and chiropractic, what you might not know. Those are all subject lines, right? And touching your email list, being top of mind with the people in your practice by giving them educational, engaging, and entertaining emails, content each and every week is crucial to getting consistent reactivations in your practice. I can tell you, we have had experiences within Cairo Emails. We build it all out. We write all the content. We build all the automations for our docs. And with that, we've seen docs get on a list of literally 400 inactive patients, 400 past patients, get 4 to 6 reactivations per week based upon just getting out there, touching them, being top of mind, talking about what you do, and ultimately why it benefits them. So you absolutely have a once, don't have a once a quarter newsletter that talks all about you. If that sounds familiar, you're probably not alone, but it's not the best way to go about it if you really want to build a practice. Focus on them, showcase how you can help them. And finally, the third one is invitation to events, right? You might be a doc listening to this who does in-person workshops, or you might be totally digital and saying, gosh, I don't really like that. But you know what we do? We do some webinars online. I do some videos online explaining things, but use your email list to drive to those, right? Events, invite people, whether the event is online or offline. Invite people to those events by using an email sequence. Just hit them up a couple times. You don't need to absolutely go crazy with them, but send a couple emails in sequential order saying, hey, save the date. Here's what we're looking for here. By the way, this is coming up. Last chance, we can't wait to see you at, right? Super simple, super easy, but that's going to drive crazy engagement, way more attendance for your events, whether they are online or offline. So really, it's about your email list. You want to have the automation, right? The machine do the hard work. You want to be able to upload your list, and you want an automated system to improve your retention, improve your conversion in an ethical, patient-centric way. That is really what it's all about. So if you are not utilizing email, you don't have to, but you can probably expect the same results or really having to try hard in a lot of other ways. Whereas if you choose to utilize email, you're using your best asset, the people who already know, trust, and like you. Your inactive patients, your current patients, improve their retention, answer their questions, do it in a patient-centric way, and ultimately, you can see your practice grow as a result of that. So as I said at the top, if you want us to do some of that heavy lifting, we have a new product. I've been working on it for a year or more, CairoEmails.com. You can check it out there. However, if this is something you want to take and run with it, pick up a free template. You can head over to the Evans-Based Chiropractor blog. I'm going to put that link in the show notes or the episode notes here. So you can go over there, pick up that template. That's a template. It's literally the one we use with our welcome email for all of our clients. Feel free to tweak it, make it yours, utilize it. But I'm going to encourage you, get out there with email, get going, take a patient-centric approach, be their healthcare guide, and see your practice grow in the process. I hope you have a great week in practice, and I will talk to you soon.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of The Evidence-Based Chiropractor. Learn more tips for explosive practice development at theevidencebasedchiropractor.com. You can also join the Premier MD Monthly Membership, enabling you to use what you just heard to maximize results in your office. We look forward to providing you with more dynamic communication tools for immediate growth right here on The Evidence-Based Chiropractor.